Chapter 3. Thoughts of Revenge. Anthony was a good friend of Alison's, and he hated Richard, although he knew it wasn't fair to feel this way. Richard wasn't a bad person, but he had something that Anthony wanted. Alison. At one time, Alison and Anthony were very close. Anthony thought she was going to leave Richard for him, but she chose Richard, and Anthony was very unhappy about it. He remembered Alison's words. "I'm not going to leave my boyfriend Richard, and I can't see you again." This was why Anthony hated Richard, and why he wanted revenge. That was when he got the idea about the motorbike. He knew the places Richard parked it, and he wanted to frighten him. Anthony didn't really know what he was going to do. Steal it? Maybe. It was a possibility. The night before Richard's birthday, Anthony decided to do something. "I know it's Richard's birthday tomorrow because Alison once told me the date," he thought. "I don't want Richard to be happy on his birthday." Anthony decided to take the motorbike for 2 or 3 days and then leave it somewhere for Richard to find. Anthony went to bed early that night and set his alarm for 4 o'clock in the morning. He didn't sleep much because he was too nervous. He felt a bit bad about what he was going to do, but when he thought about Alison in Richard's arms, he was more determined than ever. At 4 o'clock in the morning, the alarm clock rang and Anthony woke up. He dressed quickly and went silently out of the house because he didn't want to wake his parents. He walked down the street, trying to stay calm, and looked in all the places where he knew Richard parked the motorbike. It wasn't at the police station or outside the supermarket. It wasn't in any of the places near Richard's house. Anthony was disappointed. He knew there was one more place, but he couldn't remember it. Then he felt something wet on his arm. Of course! Rain! That was it. When it rained, Richard always left his motorbike outside the bank. He preferred a dry bike to a wet one. Anthony walked in that direction. He laughed. "A wet bike is better than no bike at all," he said to himself, as he went into the street where the bank was.